The call by the running mate of the NPP flag bearer, Dr. Mahmoudou Baobia, for religious balance at the Flagstaff House has been condemned by a cross-section of Ghanaians. The chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, who's the latest to speak to the issue, advised politicians to avoid religious bigotry and divisiveness. He told Radio Ghana that the most important thing for the nation now is for the electorate to vote for people who can govern and manage the country in the interest of the citizenry. Most Reverend Professor Asante said, Ghana is one country with one people and everything must be done to maintain the status quo. He spoke to George Ankra.
Well, I think my advice to politicians based on the recent happening, in the case of Dr. Mahmoudou Baumia, he was playing religious card and saying that the Flagstaff House as it is skewed towards one particular religion and that it would be good if we have a balance. Fine. But my take on this is that we do not vote people to power on the basis of their religious affiliation for the simple reason that our country, Ghana, is a secular state. And it is possible for us to even elect somebody who probably might not belong to any of the known religious groups in Ghana. I think what is the most important thing is for us to elect into power people who have the capacity, people have confidence in them, people trust that they will be able to deliver the good. And therefore, my advice to politicians is to try as much as possible not to play the religious card, not to play the ethnic or tribal card, because these have the tendency to play into the hands of extremists who can use it to create disharmony in our country. I will plead that we speak on policies. We try to educate people on what we have, what we can offer, and allow people to make their own decisions. So at the end of the day, people will own up the leadership and say that we elected A and B to power, and that we were not deceived into doing things that we didn't want to do. I would also want to advise Ghanaians not to become religious bigots or ethnic bigots, but we must understand that we all belong to Mother Ghana, that we seek for the development of our nation. We should do the best that we can and ensure that in our politicking, we do not just allow religious coloration to blind us, nor ethnic coloration. I would not elect somebody into office simply because the person is a Christian. And I'd like to believe that if I'm going to vote, I'm voting for somebody because I believe he has the capacity, whether Christian or non-Christian, even though I'm a Christian, to take care of this country. And I would wish that we stick to that.
He debunked the idea that the Peace Council is in bed with one or the other political party, stressing that the council is serving Ghana, the people, as well as God.
I'm not going to vote somebody, an Ashanti, into power just because I'm an Ashanti. But I would rather want to vote for somebody who has the capacity, whom I believe has the strength to do so. And I think all of us must do this. We need to move away from tribal politics. We need also to move away from politics that is based on one's religious affiliation. I think it doesn't help anybody.
If you listen to the other radio stations, they were accusing the Peace Council, especially the leadership, if it's you, that any time there's a spillover of speeches like this and it involves the NDC, you are quick to rebut. But if it involves the MPP, you take too long a time to react. Is it true?
You know, just this morning, somebody was also saying that if it has to do with the NDC, we don't say anything. But if it has to do with the MPP, we say something. You will never win in this country. I think we have tried the best that we can, I as an individual and the Peace Council, to try as much as possible to be neutral and to stand for Mother Ghana. I don't think that we do this with any malice. We do not do this in support of any political party. No, it is in the interest of Mother Ghana. And we have always come out. I have always spoken, expressed my views on issues that I consider to be divisive, things that will not help this nation. And wherever it comes from, once it gets to our attention, to my attention as an individual, I think I will comment on it as a citizen of this country. Let me assure Ghanaians that the Peace Council is not out there to do any party's bidding. That's not what the Peace Council is there for. Nor am I, as an individual, who is the current chairman of the National Peace Council. I'm not there for any political party or leadership. I am there for the peace and the interest of Mother Ghana. Let this be the assurance that we are giving to Ghanaians.